Here's check on stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Yesterday, state police facilities in Connecticut were closed to the public. State Police Headquarters Middletown will allow the services of fingerprinting for the screened long-term care providers, sex offenders, and deadly weapons offenders. 11 troops will be open for walk-in concerns and emergencies. The 11 state police barracks across the state will be open to the public only for walk-in concerns. Some licenses will receive a 90-day extension, including pawnbroker and second-hand dealer licenses, bail enforcement agents, private investigators, bondsmen, security service licenses, and security guard instructors. Kent First Selectman yesterday, Gene Speck, has declared a state of emergency to help the town address the coronavirus outbreak. The declaration will allow the First Selectman to, quote, assume and exercise the powers, functions, and duties prescribed and provided by law, end quote. Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry will hold a special food distribution session between 12 noon and 2 p.m. today at 30 Granite Avenue in Canaan. This will replace the mobile food pantry that had been suspended, but normally would take place in the St. Joseph's Church parking lot. Food will be bagged by volunteers and brought to clients in the parking lot. Since Pilgrim House is now closed to the public, they anticipate it'll be less crowded between 1 and 2 o'clock and encourage individuals to come during the second hour. They can ensure that they will have food available for the entire period. Following the lead of Stop and Shop in Connecticut, Berkshire supermarkets are starting to adjust their schedules, giving elderly, immunocompromised customers and emergency responders first crack at their goods during early morning hours of operation. Stop and Shop will open earlier from 6 to 7:30 to serve patrons age 60 and over. Stop and Shop has stores in both Pittsfield and North Adams. Adams Hometown Market also set aside special shopping time for first responders in addition to the elderly and immunocompromised from 7 till 8 a.m. Price Chopper and Market 32 responded as well, both reducing hours to allow for restocking and sanitizing, and also to set aside special hours for the elderly. Normally open 24 hours, Market 32 in Pittsfield will close at 10 p.m., reopening at 7 a.m. to facilitate the restocking of the product and to perform additional preventative sanitation. New York State's National Guard dropped off supplies to fulfill a request from the Dutchess County Emergency Management yesterday. Colleen Pillia, spokeswoman for the county executive, said the National Guard is assisting with delivering supplies provided by the state and requested through local emergency management. As of yesterday morning, there were 1,374 confirmed cases of coronavirus in New York, including 16 cases in Dutchess County. Supplies delivered included hand sanitizer and some limited personal protective equipment for health providers, as well as bottled water for operational setups, according to the governor's office. In news out of Great Barrington from the Berkshire Eagle, a Dalton woman facing criminal charges after police say she drove off after striking and badly injuring a woman with her car while she walked on the side of Van Dusenville Road on Tuesday morning. Jamie Cartwright Joyner, 36, will be brought to Southern Berkshire District Court for fleeing the road next to Bridget Cemetery in Housatonic after hitting the 64-year-old woman who lives on Christian Hill Road, according to a statement from Town Police Chief William Walsh. Police received a call at about 10:45 in the morning to report the incident. Several of the car's parts were found at the scene. The injured woman was taken to Berkshire Medical Center. They did not disclose her condition. Cartwright Joyner is charged with leaving the scene of an accident, negligent operation of a motor vehicle, and failure to stay within marked lanes. Robinhood Radio has set up a couple of special links on both our own homepage at robinhoodradio.com and on our Facebook page, WHDD Robinhood Radio. On our homepage, if you go to robinhoodradio.com, look on the right lower-hand side, you'll see a link that gives the day and coronavirus update. That is a complete update of all the news and information released in our area involving businesses, involving community, involving town and state. And also on our Facebook page, we have that listed there. Also, at the top of our Facebook page, you'll find a complete list of businesses that have changed their hours and operation to meet the requirements demanded by the federal and state governments. That's at Robinhood Radio's Facebook page, WHDD, robinhoodradio.com. In Pine Plains, the town board has their next meeting at 7 p.m. In Ankrum, the town board meeting comes up at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast has a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7:30. The Pine Plains FFA 29th Annual Toy Show and Auction for this Saturday has been put on hold. It is postponed. They will run it at a later date and let people know. The Art of Appliqué Quilt Exhibition opens March 21st at the Burke Hall Gallery at St. John in the Wilderness. More information at 518-329-0530. Our business brief is underwritten by Mortgages at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 1,338.46 yesterday, starting off today at 19,898.92. The Nasdaq dipped 344.94, starting off today at 6,989.84. The S&P 500 down 131.09. It starts off today at 2,398.10. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.